This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, and here we are at the beginning. Today, Thursday, the beginning of the Triduum, the three holiest days of the year, as we're preparing to go deeper and deeper into the Passion of our Lord, the celebration of His expression of His radical love for us, His victory over Satan, really the birth of the church, just everything happening. Today, this morning, in many places around the world, the church is celebrating. Priests have gathered with their bishops, celebrating the Chrism Mass. It's a beautiful, I've been to one over the years, and it was really powerful to see the bishop, the apostle of the diocese, and all the priests that are participating, really in the bishop's priesthood. They are extensions of the apostolic authority of the bishop in the diocese, and that goes all the way back to the apostles. It's a beautiful moment to see the timeless reality here of the ongoing grace of God and the authority that He's bestowed upon the church. And then made me think about St. John Paul II's comment, 1990, he gathered all the movements, lay movements of the church on Pentecost in Rome. It had like 400,000 people represented there. And he said to them, they were people very engaged in mission and evangelization and service and all kinds of wonderful things across the world. And he helped them understand who they were. He said, you're a sign of the emergence of, again, the awareness of spiritual gifts that are distributed throughout the body of Christ through baptism and confirmation. And then he said, one of the things that the Holy Spirit has been leading the church through the Second Vatican Council and other things to see in a deeper way and kind of rediscover, was his terminology, is the charismatic dimension of the church, that is the gifts of the Spirit working in the people of God. And he said the coessentiality, big word, that the church is made up of institution and charism. And this Chrism Mass is a wonderful place to kind of get a glimpse of what he was talking about, because what is institution? Institution is those things that Jesus Christ himself has instituted to establish the church. What is that? The apostolic tradition, the apostles, the sacraments of the church that Christ instituted and will be with us until he comes again. And these are the primary means of grace in the life of the church. And it's through these sacraments, baptism, confirmation, that the spiritual gifts, the endowment of Jesus's glorious existence as he's reigning as Lord and King over all things, and he's the head of his church, he distributes spiritual gifts to people. And they come through the sacraments. And so what's happening at Chrism Mass, it's a very significant liturgical event where, again, all the priests of a diocese and others who are able to come gather with the bishop. And the bishop of the diocese consecrates the sacred oils, chrism of oil of catechumens, and the oil of the sick. So chrism, oil of catechumens, and oil of the sick that will be used throughout the year in various sacraments such as baptism, confirmation, the anointing of the sick, and holy orders. It goes on to say, the bishop presides over the Chrism Mass because he is the chief shepherd and high priest of the diocese, responsible for overseeing its spiritual and liturgical life. His role in consecrating the oils symbolizes his authority and his connection to the priests and parishes under his care. So traditionally, priests from across the diocese attend this Mass, where they renew their priestly promises, reinforcing their unity with the bishop and their shared ministry. So we pray today, just to begin this day. I know in many places the program's on quite early in the morning. And so we just unite our hearts, Lord, to pray for our bishops across the world, and of course for the Holy Father, you know, the first among the bishops, and the sign, living sign of unity of the church. We ask your blessing upon them and the priests, those who serve us heroically. Pray that you fill them, Lord, with a deep knowledge of your presence and your love, and unite them together, that they would serve with great effect through extending your kingdom in the world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, Chrism Mass, and then tonight is the Mass where we remember, we celebrate the Last Supper, the giving of the gift of the Eucharist, of the communion that we share in word and sacrament that's at the very heart of the Church, and every week, the high point of the rhythm of life of the Church and coming together as a people, particular on Sunday and acknowledging the Lord's Day, but obviously not exclusively that. Daily Mass and wherever Holy Mass is celebrated, the precious gift. We said yesterday, took some time yesterday, if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program yesterday or earlier this week, been focusing on some of the deep realities that are being communicated to us now as we walk through this Triduum, you know, beginning with Paul, Ephesians chapter 2, I talked about Monday, where Paul says right from the foundation, he gives the biblical worldview. And you he made alive when you were dead in your sins, and then how God's mercy given in Jesus, the grace and favor of God comes to us in the love of God to make it possible for us to break from that regime of powers, world, the flesh, the devil, that dominate in so many ways the human heart, enslave us, and move us from slavery to freedom, from darkness to light, from death to life. And then talked on Tuesday about a talk that Pope Paul VI had given back in 72, where he talked about the reality of the devil. The devil is real, and he described it quite profoundly, quite powerfully. And the drama of this week, tomorrow on the cross, Jesus' agony in the garden, and then his crucifixion, this is head-on battle. Mano y mano, Jesus is coming against Satan and all his demonic powers, and he's going to defeat them and destroy them and make it possible for human beings being united to Jesus in his new life to live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, which is so beautiful. And then yesterday, talked about, you know, Jesus's intimate expression to the apostles of what he most wants them to hear in the context of the Last Supper discourse. He said he was telling them about what was about to unfold, and they're kind of in a state of shock. I'm not going to be with you. The devil's coming after me. And they're like, what, what? And then Jesus is saying, now, number one, pay attention and don't let your hearts be troubled. The devil's not in charge. I'm in charge. What I want you to know, he said, how we ended yesterday's program. He said, what I want you to know, his best friends, he said, don't get lost. Don't get confused. Listen to me. I'm in charge, and what's about to unfold, I have freely chosen. I do all that the Father commands me to do. I can almost feel like if I was there, I sometimes picture myself being there in a kind of Lectio Divina moment. And he's looking around, and he's saying with just such intimacy and from his heart, friends, listen to me. Don't forget this. I'm telling you that I'm in charge and what's moving me to enter into the drama of the next few days. It's love. It's a particular kind of love. It is my love for the Father. And how do I love the Father? I do everything he commands me to do. He told us earlier in John's gospel, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Like Jesus saying, this is my lifeline. This is life. This is what it means to be human. On the cross, Jesus is defining the first and greatest thing. He's incarnating what he called when in the Gospels, when they ask, you know, what are the commandments? What are the most important commandments? He said, above all, number one, love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. This is what a transformed life looks like, being drawn out of a world that's under the dominion of darkness, a world that resists the will of God, doesn't even want us to pay attention to the will of God. Here's where you see just how diabolic and how fallen dimensions of the world are. I mean, we were made for God. We were made for the worship of God, the total surrender of our lives. We cannot find happiness apart from that. It's not possible. We were made to do exactly what Jesus is doing. But he's having to do it in this world, in a fallen world that absolutely hates surrender to the will of God because it's under the dominion of the devil who wants to be God And he knows he can seduce us because of the fallen nature of our own flesh. We want to be God. And that's the dominion that's in the world. That's the disordered way of thinking. And it's a disordered energy. It's the death-directed energy, right, that the devil wields. But something greater than all of it is here in the person of Jesus. And Jesus is telling them, you know, he wants them to take some consolation and understand the purpose of it all. And that's in the end of chapter 14 of John's gospel, the sort of in the middle of that powerful Last Supper discourse. But then he goes on and he talks to them more. He said, remember, I'm the true vine and my Father's the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So he's saying again, that image of the vine, and he's saying that we're a branch on that vine, and that we're meant to bear fruit. And says, here's what fruit bearing is. I mean, he says later, I chose you, I called you to bear fruit. All his disciples are called to bear fruit. He said, you are already made clean by the word which I've spoken to you. So abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, I can't and you can't, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. We're called, and Jesus makes it possible through baptism to come into living relationship with him in his resurrected humanity and glory and to abide in him. That means to each day to surrender to him, to talk to him, to listen to his words, to surrender to him, to take those words into our heart, to chew them, to follow his commands, to be united to him. He said, if man does not abide in me, he's cast forth as a branch and withers. So he's helping them understand, you know, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the enemy. He said, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, it shall be done for you. So this, the great separation that's there throughout the Bible, you know, the sheep and the goats and all that Jesus is saying here, the vine branches, some that aren't abiding in him are going to be cut off. The Father's the vine dresser. The Father's saying, who's following my son? Who's saying yes? Who's abiding? Who wants him? Who's hungering after him? Who's thirsting after him? Who's really grasping the significance of what my son has done and given their whole heart, soul, and mind to him and are walking with him in the grace of the Holy Spirit? And then Jesus goes on to say, as the Father loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. Later he'll say in John 17, as the Father loves me, so the Father loves you. What do we know for sure about God's love for us? God loves us the way God loves God, the way the Father loves the Son and the way the Son loves the Father. This is what the cross of Jesus Christ and baptism and the grace of God that comes to us through the church is drawing us into. A love affair from all eternity between the Father, the Son, in the power of the person of the Holy Spirit, given to us in baptism. Friends, this is what this great act of this great victory of Jesus that we're going to celebrate again has brought and given to each and every one of us. Let's embrace it with everything we got. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.